KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM. Happy Saturday afternoon, and a very thrilling and honorable appearance by none other than Ricky Reed. How are you, man?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Very good to see you in studio, of course. Better known as
Likewise.
Wallpaper. Yes, mm-hmm, thank you. Mm-hmm. Novena's in here as well. Hi.
Hey.
Your hair pink as ever.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't try to eat it.
Pink as cotton candy, girl.
Do people confuse it for cotton candy on occasion?
I don't know if they confuse it for it, but they definitely say that it looks like it, or snow cone I get too, and I just say it doesn't taste like that. So.
Okay, and then of course that entices people to indeed find out if it tastes like that.
There's been a few that
have
tried.
Okay, I can imagine. Ricky, of course, you know him as Wallpaper. Mm-hmm. Kind of blew into the whole pop indie world last year with Stupid Faced. It, I would say, was the first big thing.
Yeah.
But you've been doing it for a while. I mean, you had a couple things before that, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Describe the difference between, you know, just kind of trying to make it and then all of a sudden hearing yourself on the radio.
Oh, man, I'm still trying to make it. Yeah, I mean, you know, it started as a house party thing in Berkeley and Oakland. And it slowly, you know, turned into more touring and getting more ambitious with the recordings, trying to make bigger sounding records, bringing in more kinds of instruments. Then we started doing bigger shows and just meet more people and just trying to get good experiences and eat good food and see places we've never seen before. And
has that been the coolest part about touring? I mean, aside from the music and the fans, but I mean, just going places.
I mean, like, making people happy on a regular basis is definitely the ultimate perk, but
yeah.
To keep it exciting for us, we have to search out all the bomb food, the bomb ass flavors, you might say.
All right, so you're playing Orange County tonight. Ass flavors. You're playing Orange County tonight at the Observatory. Do you have an OC restaurant that you go to? Oh.
You know, I don't. I've been to a few different Mexican places in Santa Ana that are really good, but
yeah. So, I mean, Santa Ana is like Mexican capital of the world.
So outside of Mexico,
I don't mean the people. I mean the food. Never mind. I'm not gonna dig that hole.
No, but yeah, if anybody has any suggestions, hit us up on Twitter at Wallpaper.
Seriously,
I'd love to hear your Mexican
yes.
food ideas.
We'll do that.
Ooh, yeah.
So this is cool. So cool to have Wallpaper in studio. What I like most about you, I think, is your satirical take on pop music, which is what, you know, makes you who you are. Mm-hmm. I read somewhere that you were like one of the first people to actually do auto-tuning. Is that true?
It kind of is, yeah. When I first started, the project started as pure satire, and I was trying to sort of emotionally remove myself from the record as much as possible.
Right.
So I thought, what better way than to crank up the auto-tune, you know?
Right, right, right.
And to me, it sounded like a vocoder, reminded me of like Zapp and Roger and Parliament and that kind of stuff. So yeah, I was like, this is going to be my thing. Like, I'm going to break this. And then like maybe about a year and a half into it, I heard T-Pain on
T-Pain,
the radio.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, bro.
That's not fair.
Threw me
dude.
Under the bus, T-Pain.
You should have copywritten it or something.
I know.
Taking
it
to court.
But Cher had done it before me.
Cher had done it?
Yeah. Do you believe
that was auto-tuned, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to do that on Ukulele, Believe by Cher?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of want to.
Coming up soon.
Ricky Reed's in studio from Wallpaper. We are going to play the new one, Good For It, here in a few moments. The new album comes out on Epic this spring, right?
Yeah.
So how is it different from the whole Stupid Faced, Best Song Ever, all that stuff?
Man, it's definitely a little bit heavier. It's a little more direct. I've dealt with some very real things the last year or so, and it's reflected in the songs, I'd say.
Okay.
There's party records on it, but there's also some songs, you know, for the day after.
This is Saturday the thing about morning. Low-power radio, by the way. We have motorcycles driving by our studio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like it. Yeah, I mean, it's about the Friday, Saturday night, but it's also about the Sunday morning. It's like a good, well-balanced and big record. It's got a lot of rock elements in it, too.
Because the first time around was probably just about the Friday and Saturday, right? And now you've kind of given it a little more feeling.
Yeah, there's some songs that dip even into Monday morning, I think.
Oh, wow.
At the job.
Next album, we might like be on the Wednesday or Thursday. If you can
maybe. Maybe, yeah.
So if you don't mind me asking, like, what did you go through the past year that inspired this stuff?
Oh, man, a lot of random stuff.
Yeah.
We had some people in our inner circle get really sick. I had a burglar break into my place at the exact same time that I was entering the place, and
whoa,
super gnarly.
That's
I had to
worst
testify
time.
Against this bro in court and stuff. It's been really wild.
Yeah,
it's been a wild 6 months, especially, and that's kind of when the bulk of the record was made. I kind of had a creative renaissance starting in October, It brought me up to now. Now the album's done.
Well, they say it takes those kind of things sometimes to really make, you know, good music, emotional, invoking music. Mm-hmm, so maybe that's what happened.
Very true.
All right, so cool. If you're ready, we can do this. This is Good For It, which is not yet really released. You got to wait till the album comes out in spring. I heard you played a couple weekends ago. I love the song. Do you do it on ukulele often?
This is the first time doing it on ukulele on the air.
This is amazing. But it's something you do at home, like, or yeah, you, like, ever tried.
I you know, I've done it once. Okay. I've done it, let's see, one, two, probably about three times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy to be the fourth, dude. This is great.
There we go.
Novena's in studio also on backup vocals, and this is our debut of Live Wallpaper in studio on KX93.5 whenever you're ready, man.
No, I'm good.
Nice job, dude.
Thank you.
That was awesome. It's so cool to see you in a reserved space.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so used to wallpaper and Ricky in the stage and going crazy and Novena shaking her cotton candy hair around. And you're in a studio right now.
Sometimes you got to show up to the bagel spot on Sunday.
I don't know what that means, but yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes you got to get a Lox and, and Sprouts bagel. You know, and
nice cup of pea soup.
A nice cup of pea soup, yes. And just hang out.
Do you eat pea soup for breakfast?
Every Saturday.
Yeah.
I eat Vietnamese pho for breakfast. So we're on a similar like.
I eat ibuprofen for breakfast.
Given that your Friday and Saturday nights go as they.
I think ibuprofen and a bowl of almond milk. That's what it is.
Especially appropriate that you're drinking water out of a red cup. I just felt good handing you
water.
That as your water.
You didn't see him pour out the water.
Oh, you're right.
That's what I'm saying, dog.
That was so cool. The fourth time he's ever done that particular song, Good For It, on ukulele. Mm-hmm. Sounded like the 100th to me. I think you really
Hey, I'll
it.
Take that.
Okay, it was great. Nice. What we're going to do now, and this will really blow you away, is what Wallpaper is so good at it is the live stage thing, and you'll really hear it in this song, Good For It. We're going to play the actual studio recording of it that, again, comes out this spring. Remember, you can see Ricky and Wallpaper tonight at the Observatory. I believe the show's at 7, 8?
Yeah,
whenever you get there.
Showtime.
Showtime.
Just come.
tickets are still available at observatoryoc.com. Mm-hmm. So here is the studio version of Good For It. We're in with Wallpaper now on KX93.5.
I might have actually died. You gotta bring me to life. I need you really, really right now, right now. Where I'm at, I don't know. Phone is dead, zombie phone. I need you really, really right now, right now. Like really, really, really right now.
Yeah.
so cool to hear the difference there between the subdued studio version of Wallpaper's Good For It and the actual, quality CD version. It, very cool to compare. Thank you for allowing us to do that.
Oh, of course, of course.
Yeah. Again, Ricky Reed's in studio. Novena's in studio. How are you going to do on stage tonight? I mean, you just bring it, like, every night.
How am I going to do?
Yeah, how are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do.
She's
I can't
ready.
Promise anything.
Okay, all right. You picked the most energetic cotton candy-headed person I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't even start out cotton candy-headed either.
Oh, what? Yeah.
That was just a bonus.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
So you were just pleasantly surprised when
just extra credit,
it.
Yeah.
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 I want to ask you got the guy with the shirt down there, or rather lack of shirt, under our radio station, showing us his nipples right there on Coast Highway. He helped you write that song.
Yeah.
Explain to me Zombie Phone. That's my favorite part of the song.
Yeah, I mean, like, your phone is dead. I mean, technically, I'm also going to shout out other bandmate Arjun Singh listening right now. Technically, if your phone was to be a zombie phone, it would have to be undead, I guess, if
right.
we're going to break it
yeah,
down.
Yeah, it'd have to come back to life.
Zombie technicalities. But, I mean, then again, every time it dies, we bring it back to life. So, I guess, in a way, all of our phones are undead zombie phones.
That was the deepest thing I've ever heard, dude.
Can we just shout out the whole band too? I mean, so
yeah,
nobody feels
yeah,
left out.
Right
well, yeah. So the nippled gentleman that we were speaking about before, co-writer of Good For It, Tom Payton, and also Mr. Derek G. Taylor, looking sharp in his hat. We're literally, if people that are listening in, we're literally looking down on the rest of our band from our ivory tower.
We have a studio that's, by the way, above a wine bar. So if afterward you have some time to kill, it's right there.
Hey.
And yeah, they're just simply looking up at us, right? It's kind of like a Carson Daly TRL thing. That's how I describe it.
It's a TRL
yeah.
vibe,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, and people do that all the time. They just come by and show us their nipples.
Yeah, they're the screaming girls.
Almost every day.
So you're pretty much over-nippled.
I am over-nippled.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking. Maybe the first time in my entire life I've ever said the words over-nippled.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
New experiences with Wallpaper.
All right, guys. We're so excited tonight to see you at the show, the Observatory in Santa Ana. So get your Mexican food, of course, before mm-hmm. you head over there.
You bet.
Observatoryoc.com for tickets. I believe you can still grab them. Where's the next stop? You headed up north more?
No, we're doing Phoenix.
Okay.
Then we go Santa Barbara, your sister city.
That's my sister city.
I mean, just I feel like there's a kindred spirits Laguna
all right.
in Santa Barbara.
I can go with that.
And then then we continue up to the Northwest and San Francisco all the way up to Vancouver.
Cool.
It's gonna be good.
No Coachella this year.
No Coachella this year.
They don't do
now.
That really, right? They don't do 2 years in a row.
They usually
same.
Don't.
Yeah. Okay.
They usually don't do 2 years in a row. But I mean, we were also late additions last year.
Right.
So
you never know.
You never know, dude.
I did get up and see you at noon o'clock. At Coachella last year.
That's awesome.
I would like that to is. Just tell you that.
Yeah.
And you're the only person I wanted to see that early in the morning. Then I waited like 5 hours to see whoever it was next that I wanted to see.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I hope they move you a little later.
Did you go the cold weekend or the hot weekend?
I went the very hot weekend. Yeah, it was
that
awful.
Much better. No, yeah. The cold weekend was
really?
Bizarre and terrible.
All right.
It was mm-hmm. so bad.
Good to know. All right, man. So thrilled to have you. Thank you so much for stopping by our station. Again, you know, we're new, we're non-commercial, we're just this little baby station in Laguna Beach, but having people like you come in to do this for us really means a lot. So,
and we'll come back again and again. Just let us know.
Appreciate it, dude.
Yay.
Have a great show tonight. We're going to go in now to the Diamond Rugs, another indie band we support here on KX 93.5.
Diamond Rugs.